I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Pope Francis has released a new apostolic exhortation on, quote, the call to holiness in today's world. The document, called Rejoice and Be Glad, says that God calls on all Christians to be people who make time for prayer and who show their love for others and care for others in simple gestures. The Pope said it was not his intention to write a theological paper on holiness, but rather on how the call to holiness is a personal one. Pope Francis also addressed challenges holiness faces and said we should not think about the devil as a myth, for doing so would make us more vulnerable. He wrote that the devil does not need to, quote, possess us. The devil, quote, poisons us with the venom of hatred, desolation, envy, and vice. Russia and the Syrian military are blaming Israel for an attack this morning that killed 14 people. They are reporting that Israeli fighter jets launched missiles from Lebanon's airspace that were targeting the T-4 airbase in the Homs province of Syria. Russia's defense ministry stated Syria shot down 5 missiles, while 3 others landed in the western part of the base. Syria's state news agency had originally accused the attack of being an act of aggression by the United States, but dropped the claim once the Pentagon denied involvement. According to White House officials, North Korea's government has said that leader Kim Jong-un is open to talking about his nuclear weapons program with President Trump. The Trump administration had stated they would not hold negotiations with North Korea if they would not discuss the possibility of ending their nuclear program. This is the first official confirmation of the willingness to have such a talk by North Korea itself. Previously, only officials from South Korea and China relayed Kim Jong-un's willingness to talk, which led to doubts about the seriousness of the offer. Initially, the Trump administration had hoped for a meeting to take place by the end of May. However, it's unclear if that is still a possibility. No announcement has been made yet on where or when the meeting will take place. 7 Catholic peace activists were denied bail after being arrested for entering Naval Submarine Base Kings Bay in Georgia to protest nuclear weapons. They have been charged with 2 felonies, possession of tools for the commission of a crime, and interference with government property, and 1 misdemeanor, criminal trespass. The court denied them bonds, saying that they believe the activists could return to the base and therefore pose a threat to the community. The Navy's fleet of Trident submarines carries about half of the country's active strategic nuclear warheads. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.